just light fills the corner of your eye. Take me in, take me in. Cold sky, dark Montana, long road. Running fence, radio, trucks blow by. Take me back, take me back. I wanna show you everything, everything. I wanna give you everything, everything. There's a chance now and then, now and then. No.
Yeah.
lucky us.
Well, thank you, Sarah Borges. Lucky us. That was my set of musicians who are playing in the next, I think they're all playing basically within the next week. There are a couple things outside of that time frame. And I didn't even get to everybody I wanted to. So for this set, who I played, as I mentioned, Katie von Schleichter, who is playing at Great Scott coming up next Saturday. And she'll be playing with Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton, who I will be playing some of their music. Following that, Lisa Bastoni and Lucy Kaplansky. I like saying their names together. Lisa Bastoni, it was her song Rabbit Hole from The Wishing Hour, and Lucy Kaplansky, Scorpion from Red Horse, and they are also playing live coming up very soon. Wait a minute. Am I getting my Saturdays mixed up? No, they're playing on Friday, I think. I hope. Yes, they are playing at Club Passim on Friday, December 1st, and I'll have to double check on that. I hope I didn't get my dates mixed up. I think that that's the case, and I'm going to hear them as well, so it's all good. And after that was Sarah Borges, who is playing this evening at the Narrows in Fall River. The other group who are playing this evening are the Porch Party Mamas, who I did not get to put on this list. They will be at the Burren, and let's see who else. Katie Jones will be playing at Club Passim tomorrow night, having a CD release party. She was there for the Tom Petty tribute and just really did a great job. Jess Fox will be playing with the Vinegar Flies at Atwood's on December 2nd. I see a lot of music between December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I mean, it goes on all the time, but that's where I'm going to be. And Sweet Wednesday will be at Plow and Stars on December 10th, and also on December 10th, which I'm really looking forward to, at Once, is the Rockin' Holiday Flea Market and Bloody Mary Bash. I've never been to that. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I will find out. So this is Kirsten. I am sitting in the squeaky chair for Something About the Women. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to continue to hear some of our local heroes. I'm going to start with, sorry, the microphone's getting away with me, from me. Laura Vecchioni, and take it from there.
You might have noticed I got a smile I wear, though I take it everywhere. Most folks don't see that I had a part in me that wants to open up wild and free, just like a flower to the sun in spring, until the sun left me. Since now I walk around strong, I'm scared.
Sometimes I don't know the reason why, so I guess I'll keep gambling lots of moves and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Well, one time, friends, I had a mark. I even had a part. He beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. She headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and she hit it on the side. When I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine off the train. Well, it was easier than just waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother, did we fly? But the posse caught up with me and they dragged me back to Muskogee. And now it's 2 long years waiting around to die. Got me a friend at last. And he don't steal or cheat or drink or lie. Well, his name is Codeine. He's the nicest thing I've seen. And together we're gonna wait around to die.
that set started out with Laura Vecchioni. I really hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, Laura. I will have to check on that. And that was her song, Keep Knockin'. And that was from her album, Love Lead? I really need to get my vocabulary down. Following that was the Be Good Tanya's Waiting Around to Die from their album, Chinatown. And that is where Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton come from. They were originally part of the Be Good Tanya's, who are currently active, but Parton had to leave in 2012 due to injuries from a car accident. And recently, Holland called her up and said, let's get together and do an album. And so that album is Wildflower Blues. Holland actually plays a box fiddle on some of those songs, and it was constructed by a friend. So how about that? That's a really good friend. And they will be playing at Great Scott on December 2nd with Katie von Schlechter. And I do want to clarify that Lisa Bastoni and Lucy Kaplansky are playing at Passim on December 1st. So that's certainly my schedule, and I'm going to try and fit the Vinegar Flies in between at Atwood. So it's going to be a fun weekend next weekend. We ended that set with Jess Tardy, and that was a beautiful song. I Still Miss Someone from her album Sky City Lullaby. And the backstory is that she had not really planned on releasing this. This was in response to a friend that she had lost, and she started working with Sean Staples, who did some recording in his studio, and this is what they came up with. And it really is absolutely beautiful album, and it does have one of my favorite songs, Blue Skies. My grandfather used to sing that to me a lot, and I do have a recording of him singing it somewhere, so it's kind of a family tradition. So with that, let's keep going. I'm actually kind of on schedule with my set. That's unbelievable. So going on for some Anna Nalick.
No more. She boxed her shadow and she won. Said, I can see you laugh through these bottle caps. And this wire around my neck ain't there for fun. But someday we'll all be old and I'll be so damn beautiful. Like she's so tough. She says, hey, can you talk a little louder? I don't think my heart is broken enough. But someday we'll all be old and I'll be so damn. Song on the radio, no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain top.
well, there you have it with Jonathan Brooks. I started that set with Anna Nalick, Wreck of the Day. And then after that was Brandi Carlile, The Story. She has a new song out, The Joke, but I played The Story. And I did not conscientiously pick Jonathan Brooks, and The Story afterwards, but that somehow happened out, and that was Nothing Sacred, not to be confused with Is Nothing Sacred, because that would be Meatloaf, and that would be Brian Young's show, who is in the station, and I have one more set before he goes on the air. He got here early. There must not be any traffic out there. But before I finish off my last set, how about if I read you a PSA? It has to do with public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. Pause. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, do the math here, folks. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes, using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that, we will continue. What was I going to play next? Birds of Chicago have some new music out, so maybe that would be a good place to start. I have some Pale Hound in the next set. They are also going to be coming and playing live sometime soon. Well, not all that soon. I think it's in 2018, so we won't go into that yet. So why don't we start with... I wonder where I put it. Oh, there it is. Birds of Chicago.
Golden crimson, old open Black is the color of my true love's hair. His lips are like some rosy fair. The sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. Soft is the feel of my true love's skin, and strong the arms he folds me in. The clearest heart, he lets me stop before I start. my true love's hair. His lips are like some rosy fair, the sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground where on he I love his love and love it grows until I know that I would burst, and still I feel the strongest thirst. I love my love and he loves me, and to my soul he owns the key. I have his heart and he has mine. I kiss his mouth 10,000 times. Black is the color, black is the color, black is the color.
Okay, so that set started with Birds of Chicago, Farewell Tender Hearts. From American Flowers, my understanding that is a new song, but I don't have a lot of information on it, so I will look that up and expand on that next time I'm sitting in the squeaky chair. After that, Pale Hound with Molly from their album Dry Food. Rhiannon Giddens, Black is the Color from Tomorrow is My Turn. And I was able to fit in Sweet Wednesday, so I'm super happy about that. Days Grow Long, Escaping from the Pale Moonlight. Apparently, Sweet Wednesday plays at the Plow and Stars maybe once a month. The next time that Sweet Wednesday will be at the Plow and Stars happens to be December 10th, which is also the same day at once of the Rockin' Holiday Flea Market and Bloody Mary Bash. Do you know anything about that, Brian?
What's that one?
I don't know. It's called the Rockin' Holiday Flea Market and Bloody Mary Bash at once on December 10th.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's playing or anything. No.
I think it's a DJ that's playing, but there is going to be a Rockin' Holiday Flea Market. So
sounds fun.
It sounds fun to me. I think I'm going to check it out. And then I'm going to end my set with the Strawberry Runners, and then we'll go into Crash Course for the Ravers, because as you can hear, Brian is here and ready to go. So enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend. Whoops.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read.
Well, I am sorry about that. I kind of messed up, so I'm going to pause Brian's here for a moment and do as I said I was going to do. I said I was going to put on the Strawberry Runners. And the Strawberry Runners, it is going to be, I suppose. Oh, yeah, there they are. So let's put them on, and then we'll realign Brian to start at 1 o'clock, as
Thank
he always
you.
Does. No problem.